Tereo Ererangi o Te Mānia. This episode was produced in Otatahi by Plains Media, with support from New Zealand On Air.
Let your living water flow.
Welcome, welcome, dear listeners, to another episode of Living Scriptures, a program designed to bring the Word of God, the Bible, as an application into our daily living, to reflect on our lives and to encourage us, to admonish us, and to also encourage our lives. Today we will be wrapping up on the topic God's promises for the end of the year. We know the year is not wrapping up yet, but we just want to encourage you with this, and we'll trust God that more of such words will be coming across our way. Today's living scripture shows us more comfort and more encouragement from the Word of God. It encourages our heart that it's not over. Even as we have some few months left in this year, there is still hope for everyone. And whenever we believe and lay claim on the promises of the Word of God, it will come to pass for our life. Whatever might have been the challenges we are facing this year, we want to encourage you to be anchored on God's promises. And today we'll be looking at two more of such promises for our lives for the end of this year. Let's look at Proverbs chapter 4, verse 10. Hear, O my son, and receive my saying, and the years of thy life shall be many. Amen. Also in Proverbs chapter 10, verse 27, it says, the fear of the Lord prolongeth days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened. God's promises for the year ending.
Yeah. Let's stand together.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. So there is power in the name of Jesus.
Come on.
To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Hello, my dear listeners, and welcome to Living Scriptures once again. It's so exciting to be signing out of this whole year and then signing in into a beautiful new year. Well, the months are winding down, and we're about to sign out. I hope for a better year, and I hope for the best part of the year in the remaining days ahead. Just like the last episode, in profiling these promises of God for the year ahead, we'll be looking at each of these promises using two highlights. Is there any caution or condition from God? Are there comforts to draw from it? Proverbs chapter 4, verse 10 says, hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of your life shall be many. Wow. Easy, you see? What are the caution or the condition? The caution is, if we must hear as a son, does hear the father. On this occasion, we are expected to hear God as our father. If we do not listen to God the way we listen to our earthly father, with courtesy, honor, and respect, we may lose the blessing in this promise. The second part is like it, but not it. We are to receive God's saying. In other words, we are to obey God's word. Obedience to God, I can tell you, brings a blessing. What is the comfort from this scripture? The years of your life shall be many, the scripture says. In other words, you will not die young. You will not die untimely, prematurely. There is someone listening to me today, and you are willing to make God your father as you accept the lordship of Jesus. This happens when you accept Jesus as your Savior from sin. He then becomes your Lord, which is as one unified decision with double-fold blessing. He says to you in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, if any man be in Christ, is a new creature, all things are passed away, and all things becomes new. God's promises for the year ending. Today I decree for you that sickness in your body will be healed.
Amen.
I command the root of that sinful lifestyle and behavior to die in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That you will be free from the shackle of sin in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let the cell system in your body and the metabolism in your body receive afresh the breath of life.
Amen.
Let every bacteria and virus be scorched to death in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You are healed.
Amen.
And you are made perfect in health in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hear, O my son, receive my sayings, and the years of your life shall be many. God's promises for the year ending.
We won't keep silent, say, there's an army.
Welcome back, dear listeners. God's promises for the year ending. And we'll also pause at this point to remind and invite us to our monthly healing and deliverance service. This is the monthly healing and deliverance service hosted by Fresh Anointing International Church, Christ Church. The address is at 80 Fitzgerald Avenue in the city center. The service starts by 10 a.m. in the morning, and we go on till noon, trusting God for you to join us if you're believing God for your healing and you want believers to pray along with you. This is a great opportunity. Do not miss this, and I believe the Lord will do you good in the mighty name of Jesus. We have a powerful story that illustrates the power in God's promises. But then we need to believe, and then we need to claim them for our lives. An aged man, half naked and famished, wandered into one of our western settlements, begging for food to keep him from starving. While eagerly devouring the bread bestowed by the hand of charity, a brightly colored ribbon, from which was suspended a small dirty pouch, was seen around his neck. On being questioned, he said it was a charm given him in his younger days. And opening it, he displayed a faded, greasy paper, which he handed to the investigator for inspection. It proved to be a regular discharge from the Federal Army, entitling him to a pension for life, and signed by General Washington himself. What a loss for someone that is unwilling to take hold of God's promises. God's promises is for our life, but then there is always a condition attached to it. We must be willing to take hold of God's promises. God's promises for the year ending.
You got one more time. Shout it out.
Yeah.
Welcome back, my dear listeners. Do you mean, Morenike, that we must be willing to unwrap and open the scriptures to discover the promises?
Yes, yes, indeed.
God's promises for the year ending. Can you imagine that man living a life of sorrow, poverty, want, and yet he's carrying riches around his neck, hidden away? The wonderful promises of God are hidden with prosperity, with health, with good things for you. Open it and read it, and you will discover its richness. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 27 says, "The fear of the Lord prolongeth days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened." What are the conditions, you may want to ask? The fear of the Lord. Not the fear that we have naturally or being afraid, which is false expectation appearing real. But it means that I forsake all and I release myself to Him. To fear the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, David told us. To fear the Lord is to give Him honor. This type of fear produces in our hearts an attitude that is willing to serve God, humble, an uncompromising decision to keep God's word and do it. What is the caution? The caution is similar. Wickedness to friends, family, and others can cut short a man's life. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 27 says once again, "The fear of the Lord prolongeth days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened." What then is the comfort? God's promises to prolong your days on earth is the promise, is the comfort. So let me pray for you once again. That because according to the scripture, Psalm 19 verse 14, He has set His love upon me. Therefore, I will deliver him. May God deliver you.
Amen.
Since I will set him on high, may God set you on high. Because he has known my name. Verse 15 says, "He shall call upon me, and I will answer him." As you pray to God, may He answer you. Amen. Said, "I will be with him in trouble." May God be with you in trouble.
Amen.
Said, "I will deliver him and honor him." Before this year runs out, may God deliver you. May God honor you.
Amen.
He says in verse 16, "With long life will I satisfy him, and I will show him my salvation." Amen. I decree for myself, for you listening to me, God will satisfy you with long life, and God will show you his salvation. I know that Jesus loves me, and I know he loves you too. That's why we never like to close this broadcast without giving you the opportunity to become a son and a daughter of God. They are yet to be one. John Gospel chapter 1 verse 12 says, "As many as receive him, to them give he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." If you would like to accept Jesus Christ today, kindly, quietly bow down your heads with determination and decision in your heart. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. Please forgive my sins and give me the gift of eternal life. I ask you into my heart. Ask you into my life. I ask you to be my Lord and Savior. I want to serve you always. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
If you have prayed this prayer from your heart, I can assure you that you are now born again. Welcome to the family of God. Join us this morning at Fresh Anointing International Church, 80 Fitzgerald Avenue, City Center in Christchurch, by 10 a.m. for a life transforming service and prayers if you need one. You can write us at Fresh Anointing Church NZ at gmail.com. Please tell us about your testimony. And you can also ask us a question about today's subject or previous episode. Please like and follow us on Facebook, Fresh Anointing International Church, NZ, and also on Instagram. This program was brought to you by the gospel theme of the Fresh Anointing International Church, Christ Church. God bless you.
Let your living water flow.